Hello, good morning. I'm 64, pretty short and fat, and I am Spanish. You would hear that as well. Thank you very much, RNB, for inviting me. Thank you, Sonali. Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Aileen. Thank you all for organizing this and for inviting me. I'm very, very honored to be here with these great many people. My talk was to do with, can accessibility be sustainable? And the answer is no. Why? Because we keep on adding layers and layers of communication to an already existing communication. So no is the first answer. And worse than that, we want even more accessible and more accessibility everywhere. So in fact, we are just, I am in a dilemma. On the one hand, we want to be sustainable. On the other hand, the more accessibility, the less sustainability it is. Is there a solution to this? No. We can give you lots of examples. Yes, no, it isn't. We can give you lots of examples of how to use less energy, how to make, as Christopher Putnam said, leaner algorithms. We can, but we cannot make, and we don't want to make less accessibility. We want to have more accessibility. But perhaps we can then think on how to reduce accessibility, or we can reduce the layers of accessibility that we are produced as much as possible to be as sustainable as possible. Something that is very fashionable is artificial intelligence, and everybody thinks that, human intelligence is superior to that. I think the opposite. I have been working on this accessibility business for the last, 25 years, and human intelligence has proven to me that I am unable to raise awareness on accessibility. Why? I don't know. I don't understand why people don't want to hear or don't want to understand that we need to have tests for usability in order to avoid to have to add accessibility. And this is something that yesterday was hammered in over and over again. Sort of accessibility from the start, from design, from the beginning, accessible born concepts is something that we even have a law in Europe about it, the European Accessibility Act, and nobody seems to understand that we need that and we have to be accessible from the very beginning. So since human intelligence is not very bright, I am trusting artificial intelligence. And since I can't, definitely, I can't make industry from production of accessibility. What I mean is the production of audio description files, subtitles, sign language files. Since I don't seem to be able to make them sustainable, for many reasons, one is copyright. Who is the owner of a subtitle file? Who is the owner of audio description? Who is the owner? I live in Europe, where, for example, in Spain, we have 4 official spoken languages and 2 official sign languages. All those languages, you have to, if you want to make anything accessible in Spain, you need to do whatever, usually from English, into all those languages. I mean, it's phenomenal if we want to do that. So then the idea would be to have some sort of tracing all these files in order to not to duplicate. In Spain, and I'm sure it's the same in all the other languages, in Spain, when you have a movie, that movie gets at least, we have studied that, at least 9 times the same subtitles, 9 times. Why? Because it's cheaper to subtitle something again than to trace who is the owner of one subtitle and ask the owner of the subtitle to use it. It's faster. So we tend to, we subtitle 9 times. We do audio descriptions 2, 3 times, the same for the same movie, for the same opera. We've been doing the same audio description for the same opera in Barcelona 2 for every opera. It's ridiculous. Yeah? So we keep on duplicating, triplicating. So the idea would be how to understand how to put some print on or some sort of watermark once you do a subtitle, once you do an audio description, to avoid this duplication and triplication. This is impossible. This is not going to happen in my life. I can't go against industry, the industry that makes this So this workflow is not going to happen. I think this is going to happen in the technology, and I think in the conversation that we're going to have now, some of my colleagues are going to explain how we can really personalize what you consume. Rather than getting all the files from accessibility, perhaps you can then just choose one and only get that one, and that would really reduce the consumption of energy. So yes, I think human intelligence is not going to solve it. Artificial intelligence or technology definitely is going to solve it. Since I can't stop the copyright issue and how to produce and reproduce accessibility files over and over and over again, what I've decided to do now is to go and work in the metaverse. The metaverse, we don't know what it is, but it's going to happen, like internet happened. ITU, the UN agency, has opened a focus group on the metaverse, and I'm leading the accessibility and sustainability work group. That's quite interesting. They have put the two words that they are against each other together in a group, and that's quite interesting. So what we're doing there is what we are informing all the other groups what is accessibility and how they must take into consideration accessibility from the beginning. And to give you an example, what we have achieved is that there is a group that are drafting use cases. And what we have achieved is that in each description of each use case, they must have a section that says accessibility and a section that says sustainability. So rather than doing use cases for accessibility separately, they could not understand why I was asking for that, but now they've approved it and they're happy to go with it. I presume they're frightened of me, but anyway, that's good. So what I want to say, and that's the end of it, is that I think on this slide, human intelligence is not going to solve the issue of accessibility and sustainability. I believe in technology solving the issue. And I also believe that in the metaverse, I hope we can make a metaverse that is really accessible from the beginning. But then, and I would really, really like end users to come to the metaverse and tell us, what do you want? Do you want to be blind in the metaverse? Do you want to walk with a dog in the metaverse? Do you want your avatar to be blind, or do you want your avatar not to be blind? That's very important. This is not being solved. Harvard University is defining who would be the avatar in the future. Would it be like me, you know, a short, a gray hair, a round, or could I be tall and thin and young? And I don't know. But this is something that is to do with identity issues. It's to do with technology, but also to do with many human factors. And I think that perhaps we can really make the metaverse a kind of place. And that's what I'm hoping. And I invite you and I ask you to send any wishes, any information that you would like about the metaverse and accessibility in the metaverse, and how would you like to be represented in the metaverse. Send us this information, because I can assure you that that would definitely be reported at the UN ITU. So thank you very much.